CoOptimus.com presents the CoOptiCast.
And welcome back to another CoOptiCast. This is CoOptiCast episode number 9 for December 28th, 2008. And we are approaching the year 2009. Hooray. And I'm joined tonight by Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
I am very tired from my Christmas vacation, but I'm ready to podcast.
Yeah, vacation's a bit of a misnomer.
Yeah, just a bit.
So we're all holiday partied out, and we were just talking before the show how we are trying to get a little bit of gaming in before we have to head back to work for a few days. So what have you been playing with your little bit of time that you've had?
Well, geez. I played a little bit of Order of Ecclesia and Chrono Trigger on my DS while I was on my flights, and that's pretty much it as far as games go. Since I got back, I started playing, picking Persona 4 back up, and just playing through that because I've got a very open schedule because all the games that came out in the fall are conquered, and I probably have about 80 hours left of my quest in Persona, so should keep me set for a while.
Only 80?
Only 80.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a handful of holiday parties to attend, so I've been kind of squeezing in gaming here and there. I picked up the new puzzle arcade game last week and played a little bit of that last night with the wife. It's basically exactly like it sounds. It's a jigsaw puzzle game. And it's just a chill game. And you know what? They do a couple neat little things to make it easier on a console if you want, or you can just basically play it like it's a giant puzzle on your dining room table.
Wow.
So we were getting a kick out of that. Played a bunch of Rock Band 2 at a party. All geared up now for my New Year's Eve party, which we'll be playing some Rock Band 2 for sure.
Of course.
I actually also checked out Lips like a week ago now, a week and a half ago, just because I wanted to see what it was about, to see if we could crack that open for New Year's. And I think people will have fun with it. They do a little thing with the microphone is actually like motion sensitive. And so there'll be like little things on the screen to show you like a move you can do with the mic to activate like the star power thing and score more points. So it's kind of fun.
Cool.
And the only other game I've been playing really is Geometry Wars 2. I'm thoroughly addicted to it again.
Best $5 you ever spent, or was that one 10?
I think the 2 was $10, but yeah, it was, you know, we actually put our Game of the Year list together for Colony of Gamers, and I actually put Geometry Wars 2 in my top 5 for the year. And it was actually before I got addicted to it that I made that up, and then when I put it on, I was like, you know what, I need to go back and play it some more, and now I'm addicted to it again. So, but yeah, this is going to be a lighthearted episode. We had talked about what we're going to do last episode for this is take some user questions and kind of answer them. And then we'll wrap things up just kind of looking back over the year. CoOptimus.com has been around almost a year, which I kind of realized today and was like, holy hell. Wow. Yeah. Time flies.
What a year it's been, right, Nick?
Indeed. What a year it's been. So. So let's we'll go through the user questions here, and the first one kind of on topic of what we're doing now. This is from Just a Bald Guy, and he wants to know how we do these podcasts. He wants to know, you know, are we in the same room? No, we're not. We are
no, not at all.
We're not even in the same state.
close, but we're not. We are very far away.
So yeah, we use Skype to talk to each other. And then recently we kind of changed the way we did it. Originally we were just recording the Skype stream and posting that, but we switched to recording each other's tracks locally, and then everybody sends them to me and I mix them together, and that's what we put out. So
yep, and we, you know, we have some nice mics, you know, besides me. I met a couple other podcasters on a trip for the site a while back, and they gave me some tips on how to do it their way, and I figured they've been doing it for a lot longer than we have, so I should take their advice. And I think it's been pretty good. I like the sound quality that we get now versus just recording the Skype.
Yeah, it's a lot smoother sound quality, nice and flat, and it's a lot easier for me to edit because then I can edit out if someone coughs or whatever else. I can edit that out without having to worry about
Here's a podcasting secret. I have coughed during this podcast, but you will not hear it. In fact, I'm coughing right now.
It's also easier to edit out the swear words when we do swear, if we got to beep it. You know, because we are a family-friendly podcast.
You know, what with your child on the way, we have to be mindful of the virgin ears out there.
Oh, she don't worry. My daughter will be swearing for awesome. Her first words, most likely. It's gonna be really hard for me to not have a potty mouth. So, let's move on then. I think that's probably about all we can talk about. Or, you know, we're still podcasting virgins. Really, we've only been doing this what 3 months?
We started
now?
In
Four
September,
months,
I think.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, not too long. But, yeah, let's keep going here. So his next question, this is again from Just a Bald Guy. He says, name a game you play or used to play that you're almost embarrassed to admit loving as much as you do.
Do you have one a couple queued up, but I'm kind of interested to hear what you have to say.
I'm trying to think of... I almost want to say Lips already. Because, one, I can't sing for crap, but I played it for like an hour by myself before I got my wife involved, and I gotta say, I was pretty impressed with myself singing some Coldplay and some other things. Other games that I was kind of embarrassed to say that I played and actually something I enjoyed, I actually enjoyed Fusion Frenzy too. For a bit, even though I was doing it for
that's even worse.
The sumo. Well, it was back when they had the Old Spice challenge.
I remember
for you, right? So, yeah, but there's like the little sumo ball game in it that I don't know. I really liked that stupid sumo ball game, and I can remember just playing that over and over again. The games that I'd be embarrassed to play, I didn't really like. It was more like, yeah, I'll play him. Let me just check it out. But then I was just like, no, thank you.
Well, I think that certainly beats my entries. But if you'd like to know, I have an addiction that really isn't an addiction. It's something that I'm embarrassed to admit, but I usually buy every Dynasty Warriors release that comes out. Play it for a couple hours and then return it. I don't know why. I don't particularly like those games, but I can't help it.
I'll tell you what, Dynasty Warriors 5 Empires, mm-hmm. or whatever the one was, where it had like the in between, it had like the kind of turn based strategy game. That was awesome. I really liked that. I wouldn't even call it a bad game.
None of them are actually particularly bad games. They're just repackagings of the same game that's been released since the dawn of the PlayStation 2. And to, you know, further my embarrassment, I was an enormous fan of 99 Nights, and I still own that one and break it out from time to time. And that was, yeah, that's pretty much it. Those are the only games I think I'm really embarrassed about. That, and I think maybe you could count the cow racing in Wii Play, because that shit is just stupid, but I can't help but play it for hours when I'm at friends' places.
I just look back at my list of games on my Xbox Live profile, just to see if there's any other ones I could see. And I found another one that's kind of embarrassing, and it was around the same time as the Fusion Frenzy thing. It was Open Season, which was like a kid's game. But I'll tell you what, it was a really fun game, and I liked it so much that it made me go out and rent the movie to watch the movie.
Okay. Okay.
So, there you go.
Achievement whore.
I was an achievement whore, I'll admit it, but not anymore. Yeah. Now I just play a ton of games. So if you would look at my profile, you'll see like all the games I have like 200 or less points on anymore, because I just don't have
that's how I was. But now I've been finishing almost every game I play. You can see a progression of this is the more time I invested into my World of Warcraft addiction, the less gamer score I got out of my 360 games. And when I quit WoW, pretty much for good, all my games started having like 500 and 600 points in them. Because I had time to actually play them.
Yeah. Well, a game actually I forgot to mention in our what we've been playing 2 weekends ago, now I guess it was right after we recorded the last co-op, the cast, I played some Crackdown with a buddy for about 3 hours on Saturday night. And man, that game is still so much fun. And I had actually, I gotten an achievement in it, and it was actually almost a full year since the last time I had played the game and gotten an achievement in it. So that one is one of the close 860 gamer score in that one out of the
full. And I had a bunch of really fun achievements to just go for, like climbing the tower in the middle of the map.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, we've been posting a ton of rumors about Crackdown 2, and it's been going back and forth between this new studio that was formed by some former Crackdown developers, and then the Real Time Worlds, who was the developer of the first Crackdown. And so one way or the other, the game's going to get made. It's just a matter of who's actually making
we're
going to see it. We'll do it.
As a matter of fact, we're pre-alpha.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on here. And our next question comes from the forums again. And the username is Roland. And he asks, what features that haven't been implemented or are rarely implemented would you like to see more in co-op games? the easiest one for me is drop in and drop out. It needs to be in war games because it seems it's like one in every like 10.
Yeah, drop in, drop out's a pretty big one, but I'm trying to think of something else. And I'm coming up with a blank.
Some other things I'd like to see would be trading, like direct trading of items or, you know, guns or whatever. There's very few games where like you can exchange what you have with a friend. You usually have to go through this little dance, like you find like some random like crappy pistol on the ground and you're like, okay, I'll pick up the pistol, this will drop this, and then you can pick this up and then drop your gun and then I can pick that up, right? You do that little dance.
Yeah, that's
and it's
good.
Like, just allow them to change.
I think I've got one, and I would actually like to see more co-op specific content. Like maybe in say something like Gears, you can co-op through the campaign and that's fantastic, but maybe if there was like a side story where you play different characters, but it's all co-op based. I think the Half-Life 2 port to the PlayStation 2 had a co-op campaign built into it. Or was it Half-Life 1? Yeah, it was the first Half-Life. On the PlayStation 2, it had a co-op campaign that was... It wasn't that great, but it was a nice effort. And I'd like to see stuff like that.
Yeah, co-op specific content is always nice, and we're not talking about like Resistance 2 and their co-op campaign,
no,
which is basically just kind of like a skirmish mode. But yeah, I can't think of it. I had actually thought about this one earlier because this was the one question that stuck out at me. I was like, I got to think of something that like nobody has ever thought of, and obviously, I can't do that because no one's thought of it, right?
Here's one I'd like to see more of. 4-player co-op. I'm looking at you, Gears.
Yeah, The one thing I thought would be kind of cool would be a hybrid-style co-op where, like, there was a PC game that kind of did Savage, I think was its name, where like one player was like in an RTS style view and the other player was
Savage,
in like, the first person style
view. Natural selection mod
kind of stuff like
for
that.
Half-Life did that too.
Yeah.
The Battlefield games actually do that to an extent. You can play a commander mode and one player goes and does all the weapon drops and sets waypoints and things for the squads that are out. But, you know, that's more of a team-based shooter than a co-op game. At least by our definitions.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, Yeah, I mean, there's potential there to make some pretty cool co-op things happen.
I would have liked to see. So. You know, we've been playing a little bit of Red Alert 2 or 3. I would actually like to see that co-op in that instead of being two separate players, you're both the same player, and one player can work on maybe the base management, or you can split squads between the two players and just share the base. Because I find I'm much better at the resource management than I am, you know, juggling all the combat in it. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unique methods of co-op would be very nice.
Definitely. All right, well, we can elaborate more on that, I think, more in one of the later questions. Let's go on to the next one, which is from Mr. X Known JG, and he asks, so what co-op games have made you feel like they took co-op back 15 years? Basically, what co-op games seem to be going backwards rather than forwards?
I was going to say all the
go ahead.
Complaining about Call of Duty World at War sure seems like it's taking co-op back a few steps.
Yeah, definitely the way that they've done like split screen with lack of saves and stuff like that. Not only Call of Duty, but Resistance 2 had that same problem where you could play split screen, but the second player couldn't save.
I've got another
progress.
Answer, and this is it takes it back 15 years in a positive way, is Castle Crashers. It definitely plays like a 1993 co-op brawler, and you know I can't blame them for that.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm actually working on an article kind of about that and how that whole genre kind of disappeared. Basically, early PlayStation 2.
The Bouncer
2
killed
time.
It.
I think the Bouncer. Yep, the Bouncer was the last nice. One. That's what I had on the list. So, yeah. I don't think any... I mean, I kind of would think maybe something like Fable 2 with
the
camera. you know, I mean... There's no reason why you can't have two separate cameras
right.
when
Each
you play
player
online,
should have their own
right?
data camera.
So, but yeah, no, that's a pretty good question, actually. And I think the funny thing is, if you think about it, really, 15 years ago was like the last time like the co-op, you know, revolution was kind of going on with a lot of the stuff in like the Sega Genesis and Super NES with those side-scrollers and beat-em-ups. And games like... you know what I was thinking? Another one that kind of disappeared that hangs around only in arcades is games like Hogan's Alley.
Well, you've got House of the Dead. That's kind of the same thing.
Right. But that's kind of it. Right? And then there's that game by Sega...
Ghost yeah, Squad. That was a good one.
That was an arcade game. They ported that.
Didn't they port that to the Dreamcast as well?
Maybe. But like, those are the kind of games like they haven't really progressed at all. I'm really anxious to see the new House of the Dead game that Sega's putting out on the Wii because it's not an arcade game; it's a console game first. So I want to see if they, you know, maybe add some features to the on rails. Light gun shooter to, you know, make it a little bit deeper. I'd love to see almost like an RPG style overlay to it where you can, like, you know, if you use like shotguns more in it, like your shotgun stack goes up and you can, like, you know, do more damage.
I just had a horrible
image
of a Square Enix made JRPG combined with a light gun game, and the number of bad haircuts, effeminate men, and zippers in inappropriate places just made my head explode. I don't know if I can answer the next question.
Nice. Yeah, there was actually, I saw an article this past week about, it was like how to design a Square Enix
Does
character.
Does he brood? No. Well, he doesn't belong in our game.
Question number two, actually, from Mr. X here. He says, what are your projections for co-op games in 2009? Better than what was released this year, or just icing on the cake? I think it's going to be tough to top a lot of the games that came out this year, like, you know, Gears of War 2 and stuff like that, because you know, both of us, I think that Gears of War 2 is kind of like the pinnacle of what you can do in a co-op game, in the sense that it's got this great integrated story mode, drop in, drop out, you know, the whole thing's playable in co-op, and it's got this horde mode, which is kind of just, you know, that's the icing on the cake for that game, for a five-player co-op thing. So that in itself is going to be tough to top.
2008 was also the year of Left 4 Dead, which is...
Right. I was just going to say...
I think Left 4 Dead's probably going to have a lot of imitators. I believe we posted an article about the new Aliens versus Predator game developers saying that they want it to be the next Left 4 Dead. Just Aliens,
yeah.
Oh, you said
I said it was going to be. So... Yeah, because basically what I said, it was, you know, there was an article someone posted about what the potential is there for an Aliens game, because all the previous Aliens games kind of tried to fit in the universe already, extended it, and all of them put you into the game like knowing mm-hmm. what aliens were and stuff like that. And his concept was simple. It was like, all right, let's take it back before the Aliens movie, where, you know, the Marines get there and they really don't know what they're facing and what they're up against and what the aliens were. And like, that was what they wanted to kind of, you know, that was what he was saying. I'd love to see that in the game. And I said, you know, really, the Aliens game has the potential to be the next Left 4 Dead, in the sense that it's going to be a natural co-op experience, right? You're going to have to work together to survive. And so if it's designed correctly, you know, if Gearbox can pull it off, you know, it definitely has that potential, because the only thing people like just as much as zombies, you know, is aliens.
Well, it shows I should probably learn to read all of our articles instead of skimming some of the headlines. Damn your editorializing.
It's okay. So, but yeah, so that's definitely, you have that. You have a Resident Evil game mm-hmm. that's going to have co-op. The entire game was designed around it, and they do some really cool things with the interface in Resident Evil for co-op, kind of letting you know what your buddy's doing and some things there. We had posted a video showcasing that. Then you have the Halo 3 ODST game. So there's some pretty big names coming out in 2009. I think
we'll probably have to wait until, you know, the usual May June timeline before we start seeing some of the surprise announcements.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if E3's gonna, you know, E3's supposed to be coming back this year in its big glamorous state, maybe we'll see some pretty big announcements there.
What I think needs to happen is for Valve to just reveal how many copies of Left 4 Dead they've sold on the PC as well as the 360, and I think those numbers might be pretty surprising to some people and might spark some, hey, we should put co-op in our game discussions.
Yeah, because I think NPD for 360 was like 350,000 copies of it, which
is, that's not its target audience. That game was totally a PC game.
Exactly. It's a PC. Yep. Yeah. So, and I bet you actually it did better in December than it did in November for the 360. So it was definitely a word of mouth kind of a game. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say 2009 is going to end up being better, because I think a lot of the developers are going to learn from some of the mistakes that were made this year, and really make a good tight co-op experience. You know, hopefully we won't see kind of what happened with Two Human, where we get a four player co-op being cut, you know, or we won't see what happened with Fable 2, where it's, you know, you're stuck with a camera and a generic character. I think everything, well, like the games we've named so far, Aliens, Colonial Marines, and Resident Evil 5, both support drop in and drop out. Aliens is four player co-op, and Resident Evil's two. So that's
all right.
That's some bonuses.
Shall we move
right
on
there
to question three?
Yeah, and question three is kind of just an extension of what we're talking about now. Do you think we're going to get better innovations in 2009, or we're going to have to wait till 2010 for innovations
in co-op. I think co-op is more of an evolutionary thing than a revolutionary thing, because in essence, most co-op games are still the same as, you know, putting two players in Contra. You know, you both join up and blast your way through the game. And sure, things like Gears and Left 4 Dead added things like, you know, reviving a fallen teammate or being able to heal other players, but until a lot of the, I would say a lot of the MMO style gameplay mechanics make their way over to console games, you're probably not going to see too much of a revolution.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at this year, any innovations, the only one I can really think of is the AI director in Left 4 Dead, right? That, I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of that really changed the anything in co-op games, and that it added a lot to replayability and balance and everything that brought to the table. Other than that, innovation-wise, I don't know. Maybe we'll see something. Like I was saying, Resident Evil 5 looks like it's doing some interesting things with the interface. And communicating stuff between teammates. So maybe that might be some things, but yeah, it's definitely more of an evolution. You know, like I said, Left 4 Dead, besides the AI director, it didn't innovate anything in its gameplay so much as it just naturally evolved into something that was fun and, you know, naturally co-op. Well, I think
the biggest achievement of Left 4 Dead is taking a team-based co-op game and making you work as a team without being annoying about it. Because a lot of games you'll play, they'll say, if you don't do this certain way, you're going to fail. And they really hammer that at you. And you'll play a game where they have a tutorial mode and they make you do the same combo 50 times until you nail it perfect 5 times in a row or whatever. Left 4 Dead says, depend on your teammates. You know, you can heal them this way. This alerts the zombies. Don't do it. And then you're pretty much free to play however you want. And, you know, depending on what mode you're playing, you know, just madly dashing through the level may be a viable strategy. So it's nice that they weren't preachy about their intended play style. So that was pretty good.
All right. So that's about it for the questions we got. They were excellent questions, so thank you everybody who sent those in. And so this is going to be the last Co-op the Cast for 2008. And so we wanted to kind of recap the year.
In one sentence.
Yeah, go ahead. This is all you, Mike.
Reloading!
there you go. One word. No. Seriously, though, we're going to be posting a Game of the Year article, co-op Game of the Year article, this Tuesday. Not to ruin anything, but pretty much universal consensus was...
I'm shocked and dismayed at this prospect.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm not. That's my favorite game of the year.
Yeah, I think of... I think of the six editors, four had chose Left 4 Dead. One didn't. I think it only because he didn't play it.
we need to remedy that. This needs to be unanimous.
Yeah. But still, check out the article because it's pretty interesting to see everybody's reasons behind it as to why. You know, and even our resident family gamer, Mark, had chosen it as his game of the year.
What's a more familial bonding experience than taking a shotgun to the head of a zombie and blowing his brain pan to smithereens?
Exactly. Yeah. So but yeah, it's been a great year. We another article we had posted this past week was kind of a year in review, because I had gone back through a database and found that there was over 100 co-op games released this year.
Clap, clap, clap.
Across all the platforms. Yeah, definitely. And I kind of went through, I just tried to do some quick and dirty stats and the most popular game in our database in terms of people that viewed the game page was Left 4 Dead, and actually the 360 version was the most popular one. And then surprisingly, Call of Duty World at War was number two.
Call of Duty is a popular series, so, sir.
Yeah, I mean, despite any shortcomings I may have said the game has had, people like Call of Duty.
The real fact of the matter is if the game is fun to play, you know, it doesn't matter what people say negative about it, they're going to buy it.
Yeah. And then Gears of War rounded out the third one. So all 360 games were in the top. Some other things in the article, I kind of went through a few of the trends we saw.
Yes, zombies. Definitely zombies.
Zombies seemed to pop up. Left 4 Dead, Saints Row 2, Call of Duty World at War. Co-op zombies were incredibly popular this year. The other thing was games that touted co-op play as, you know, being designed from the ground up for co-op. Conflict Denied Ops, Two Human, Schizoid, Army of Two, Gears of War 2, and obviously Left 4 Dead. You know, all games that kind of mention co-op as their starting point and build up from there. So that was a pretty interesting trend. And one other trend I kind of mentioned was, and this was basically single-handedly Capcom, was remakes of classic games and then adding co-op.
Yeah, Commando 3 was pretty damn fun, I must say. You
know, right. 1942, Joint Strike. They were co-op games to begin with. But Bionic Commando, that was never co-op, and they added a co-op mode to that with Bionic Commando Rearmed. Yeah, great game. We saw Duke Nukem 3D hit Xbox Live Arcade, Tron, Ikaruga. You know, all these classic games. You know, classic Ikaruga, Dreamcast.
Yeah, Dreamcast is a classic system now, and that really pains me to say.
I know. So that was great. And then there's even some, a lot of people I think might have missed some of these, and I know we did reviews of most of them, but Aces of the Galaxy and Rocketman, Axis of Evil, Schizoid. There's a bunch of quick, you know, arcade games that supported co-op play that were pretty decent. Aces of the Galaxy was one that kind of came out of nowhere for me, and I really enjoyed that game, and I still go back and
I've still never played it, even though you've mentioned to me several times that it was quality.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see some more of those kind of things coming in
I think next year. You know, here's a projection. I think that the downloadable space is going to be where you see a lot of the co-op coming this coming year, because all of the games that had multiplayer and co-op sold really well, as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's kind of a project I was working on that seemed to fall by the wayside, where we're going to do some working with a research firm to kind of talk about some sales and trends in co-op gaming and stuff and how that compares to games that don't support co-op. Like I said, that kind of fell through, but hopefully after the new year, we can try and focus on that again and bring that up. Hard numbers will go a long way to
especially when co-op those numbers involve dollar signs.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So, yeah.
I think so, too.
I think that's about it. I don't have anything else to say other than thanks, everybody, for making this an incredible year. I'm looking forward to next year, bringing some new features. And hopefully, you know, one of the things I know personally I want to get going with the site is more official game nights for the other systems. I've been saying it for months,
Sony,
and I'm gonna
do
it. And just
really, we're serious about this.
Okay. I think they heard you.
That was an awkward silence. Okay.
I'll edit it out. But I won't edit that last part out that I edited it out, because people will be like, "What silence? I didn't hear."
Sure.
All right, so this has been the Co-Opticast for Co-Optimist.com. Today is December 28th, 2008. I want to thank everybody for listening.
See you next year, guys.
See you next year.